The hiring authorization came before the Anchorage School Board at Monday night's final regular meeting before the holiday break. School Superintendent Carol Comos sought rapid approval.
I urge you to support this so that tomorrow we can begin to hire staff to support these students. We've got a lot of needs with our students, and we need to give them the support that's described in this memo.
Como received her wish. The board unanimously approved the nearly $620,000 funding request. The elementary schools, which have enrolled about 500 students over preterm estimates, will fill 8 full-time teacher and 10 teaching assistant positions. The high school and gifted programs will each receive 1 additional teacher position. This semester's English Language Learners program has more than 300 students than last year and requires 3 additional full-time teacher positions. The district will also hire approximately 9 full-time tutor equivalents for the Indian Education Program. Como told the board the recommendations came after the administration examined its ever-increasing and specific data on student performance. This year, those hires are only for the second semester. But if the student and staff needs continue as they now exist, then those positions and the doubled cost will appear in the next budget for the full academic year. Board member John Steiner wasn't troubled by those new costs.
We have long talked about data-driven budgeting, and when we put money into where the data says we have needs, that's what we should be doing, and I support that greatly.
The new hires will not take the district above the budget limit imposed by the Anchorage Assembly. Como says the funding comes from the increased amount of per-student support from the state, plus a lower-than-predicted average salary for the district teachers. The biggest unexpected student increase involves rural students moving to Anchorage. The district's Indian Education Supervisor, Doreen Brown, offered the latest unofficial tally.
At the beginning of the school year, there was about 500, and to date, we don't know if all of these are native, but they are coming from rural areas, about 740.
Como says this rural influx has spread throughout much of the district and created a tutorial need that can no longer be met by the federal funding provided under the district's Indian Education Program.
We're looking at 20 additional schools getting Indian Education tutor staff, which is going to help those kids. And so that's been the big challenge. And we just finally decided we needed to support it rather than just depend on federal funding, because that just keeps going down. And we just see the needs are too extraordinary. And with the fact that we're past the count period, there's no way we can get additional state funding because the kids were someplace else in many cases when the count period was going on.
The single high school teaching position goes to a new project to develop an education program for non-incarcerated students who have been suspended or expelled for violent offenses. Ironically, if they were sentenced to the McLaughlin Youth Center, they would attend school. A subcommittee of the Anti-Gang and Youth Violence Policy Team is in the process of developing the program and needed the district's commitment to the teaching position. The actual teaching will take place within the 9-star program. Mike Henry, Executive Director of High School Education, described the initial scope and eventual possibilities.
We would probably not have any more than 20 students at one given time. Some are long-term suspended, some are expelled, and they have not been incarcerated. We just know that there's a whole pool of students out there, and believe me, if the need is greater than, say, 20 at a time, we certainly will come back if this thing is successful.
After the school board meeting, Como was supportive of the project, but noted one way success will be measured is that the program does not take too many resources away from other obligations to students who are not suspended or expelled. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.